more people are riding state ferries in Southeast this summer, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The fast ferry Fairweather winds its way through narrow channels on its way from Juneau to Sitka. Matthew Turner shares a windowside table with family and friends, snacking and playing cards. The Sitka resident is one of the people taking advantage of the Fairweather's increased sailings on the route this summer.
Well, it's been fantastic. I mean, clearly we're using it, and it's nice to have a nice predictable schedule to kind of know when we can and can come and get back and invite people over to visit us as well.
He's not alone. Ferry use is up almost 10% so far this summer in Southeast. Sailings from Sitka have attracted 27% more passengers and vehicles, and other communities have seen ridership increases ranging from 5 to 55%. Ferry System Chief Jim Beadle says riders have responded quickly to changes announced earlier this year.
The surprising thing is you know, we're just weeks into this schedule change, you know, a couple months now, and that we have had such a response so quickly. Normally, it takes a while. It takes 2-3 years for people to figure out the patterns and figure out how they're going to use it.
The summer schedule sent the Juneau-based Fairweather to Sitka 5 days a week and to Petersburg twice. That's an increase for Sitka and a new connection for Petersburg. It also took the mainliner Malaspina off the Bellingham route and put it in Lynn Canal, sailing between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The schedule also increased sailings from Prince Rupert, and marketing efforts attempted to shift some of the Bellingham traffic north. Beadle says additional Rupert traffic has helped Petersburg and Wrangell, which saw 30% to 40% increases in ridership.
A lot of your Bellingham traffic, they get on a Bellingham and they go straight through to the roadhead, either Haines or Skagway, and they don't really stop in Southeast. Your Prince Rupert traffic's a little bit different. You know, they're used to stopping and camping and driving the road and spending nights places, and they tend to get off and spend more time in Southeast.
The Bellingham route has only one ship this summer, and ridership is down 30%. Ferry officials are pleased with the response to Sitka's increased fast ferry sailings. Petersburg's new runs are attracting fewer riders, but managers aren't ready to make any judgment calls yet. Dave Berg of Petersburg's Viking Travel says the Fairweather runs are popular, but he says a lot of people don't know about them.
I think it's still penetrating. We talk to people all the time that are unaware of their options of taking the fast ferry, and so I think more marketing can be done to encourage people to use the options that are out there. It is early in this, although we did have a trial with the fast ferry during the wintertime a couple of years back.
That brief trial run attracted few riders. Marine Highway critics said it didn't give residents enough time to get used to the idea. Ferry Chief Jim Beadle says the current summer schedule will stay largely the same for as long as possible. That allows riders to make reservations earlier and residents to develop travel patterns.
You know, it takes 2-3 years for people to figure out how to use the system. And if you just leave it alone and be consistent, then people will figure out how to make the system work for them.
Back on board the Fairweather, Sitkan Kayla Betcher says she likes the speed and convenience, but she admits she misses aspects of the larger, slower ships.
We were describing to our visitors here about the older ferries and just the different kinds of rooms that they have, you know, the observational deck and the movie room and the, you know, just kind of sit and hang out place and the cafeteria and having, you know, real food being made right before your eyes. And all of those things are really fun aspects of the older ferries.
Ridership figures are for May 11th through July 13th and are based on departures. Officials say exact comparisons are difficult given route and schedule changes and outside factors such as the general state of the economy. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.